My adrenaline is still high and my chest going up and down from running. So I hold my breath, staring at her. I wish I weren't wearing these stupid sunglasses. She's examining me, like she's trying to make up her mind about something. She frowns at first, studying me from head to toe but not pushing me away. Her jacket hangs from my shoulders, threatening to push both of us into darkness.
"Where did he go?"
I hear a man ask from the sidewalk.
"Shoot, they're coming," I whisper.
"Shoot," she echoes, cocking an eyebrow. "Shut up and don't look their way." Her warm hand touches the side of my face, directing me to look at her. Her lips are shaped like a heart. I try to stand still. Impatient, she rolls her eyes and pulls me closer by the front of the jacket. For a second, I think she's actually going to kiss me. But then I realize that her big, dark eyes are still open, staring at me, a cross between annoyed and curious. Her forehead is an inch from mine. We're so close that I can feel her breath against my face. She can't feel mine because I'm not breathing. The people passing us only see a couple making out in an alley. A guy in a black leather jacket and a girl in a mustard dress. Not a rock star on the run. So they keep going. The paparazzi, the fans. They all keep going. And we become wallpaper, part of the background, like the distant music bounding from the club. And the thundering sound of my own heart. She drops her hands and walks around me like it's nothing. "They're gone," she says. I want to apologize for accosting her, but before I can, she looks past me once again. I pivot and see Wade with a security guard shadow. Wade is a lanky Korean guy, a little shorter than me and Sam, and twice as stylish. He's got bleached white hair and a mess of curls, dark monolith eyes, a button nose, and a preference for all black clothes. He's wearing an oversized sweater full of awkwardly placed holes with black skinny jeans and black Converse. "Hey there," he says. I suspect more to her than to me. He flashes her a smile. She narrows her eyes. "There you are." Benny comes after him, gesturing for me to unglue myself from the brick wall. "We thought we'd lost you. The car's waiting, and Yasmin's not happy about what happened." I give them a curt nod. Then I turn toward my savior, wanting to thank her. But I can't force the words out, for the same reason that I don't say anything in interviews. Will she even understand me through my Brazilian accent? It's so much thicker when I'm nervous. I offer her my hand to shake instead, hoping my eyes say, "Thank you." She gives me a weird look before taking my hand. Hers is soft and warm. I can't help it. I smile. The alley is illuminated by a flash, and I silently curse. I never smile, not on camera. There's a paparazzo in front of us with a manic grin, holding his camera like an award statue. After that, he runs. A breath later, Yasmin appears at my side, ushering me out of the alley and into the car. Before I know it, I'm in our black van, staring at my empty hand.